Hello, FHN. I'm Tom.
And I'm Lewis.
Welcome to this edition of Goonie Gab, where we will be taking you through recent news in FHN sports and providing an insider report. This week, we will be discussing the recent cross-country season with Chloe Horstman. How's it going, Chloe?
It's going good.
So, how did your season go?
My season went pretty well. I had some PRs. It was a little hard at first because I wasn't, like, competitive yet, or I didn't, have that. But I, like, improved throughout the season, so that was really nice.
Gotcha. So for those who don't know, what is a PR in cross country?
So a PR, I believe, stands for personal record. Okay.
Yes, yeah, that is correct.
It's just like some sort of cross country lingo, I guess, that I picked up. But it's whenever you beat like your best time in a 5K, which is what we run.
Got it. So what is your best time in a 5K?
So my best time is 23 minutes and 5 seconds.
And do you remember where you started your season at?
I started my season, I think I was running like a 20, I think my first meet was a 26, like 40 something, which was a lot far off from where I wanted to be, so it was a little rough, but.
So what steps did you take throughout the season to get to where you wanted to be at the end there?
Just kind of showing up to practice every day and like giving it my best throughout meets, because once you like just keep working hard and stuff, I just kind of had to get back into the swing of it.
I gotcha. So did you work over the summer and like in your off seasons and stuff?
Yeah, I try my best to run over the summer. In the winter, it's a little harder and I haven't started yet, but
cold.
I'm going to. But yeah, I ran as often as possible over the summer and stuff, and then like sometimes running with friends, but most of it was just like throughout my neighborhood.
Gotcha. So you run a 5K, you said, right? Is that the only race in cross country?
The distance that, I guess, high schoolers run.
Yeah.
I know in middle school, we were like, ooh, like 1.5 miles. What a workout.
I thought it was the worst thing ever in middle school.
I walked. Not going to lie. But you can't do that in high school cross country.
That makes sense.
At least you did it.
Yeah. That's the main goal. That's what I tell myself before I race. If I don't stop, I don't walk, and I make it, like, to the end, it's all going to be fine.
Yeah. So, how far do you usually run in practices or in training to prepare for that 5K?
Practices, honestly, they kind of range. Sometimes she'll have us go on distance runs for, like, recovery, and that can be anywhere from, like, 3 to 5, maybe even 6 miles. And then for, like, workouts, it's usually, like, on the track or running in circles in the middle of a park. So I don't really know the distance of that, but a lot of times it's, like, 2.5 miles maybe.
It's insane, though. I barely even want to drive 6 miles. So, how did you prepare for the districts meet this year?
The districts meet, let's see, that one was after Border Wars. Yeah. So a lot of it was just, like, positive mindset. She kind of, like, tapered us since it was the end of the season, and she wanted to keep, like, our legs from breaking in half right before the meet, because that would be kind of hard to run on.
Yeah, fair enough.
But a lot of it was, I think, Border Wars was the one right before that, and Border Wars was when I finally beat my PR from last season, and so that, like, really put me in a good mindset, and I was like, oh, wow, like, this is, like, it was a huge PR for me by, like, 30 seconds, I think.
Yeah.
So I just kind of let that carry me, and it was, like, wet and cold and raining during the districts meet, but sometimes that can make you run faster.
Yeah.
So I let it, and it turned out pretty well.
Mm-hmm. So a bunch of people say cross country is mostly mental. What do you do to kind of get yourself in a good mental state and get you through the races?
Honestly, I just kind of talk to teammates before, and I'm always nervous before a race, and Allie, like, really helps me sometimes. Like, I'm just not in a good headspace, and she kind of brings me back to earth. And a lot of times, it's just thinking, like, what I'm going to get to do after I finish the race. Like, on the cold ones, I'm like, I'm going to eat chicken and dumplings and, like, take a nice warm shower. And it's just like, I honestly, in the meets, I run to be finished, and it's whatever gets me across the finish line with minimal injuries and without stopping.
Yeah.
So how did you do at districts?
At districts, I did pretty well. I think I came in 28th place, and I ran 23, I think it was 15. So that was, like, 10 seconds slower than my PR, but my PR was in, like, really good weather. So I was like, okay, you know, it was, like, muddy in a course that I didn't know, only 10 seconds off. That's, like, still my second best time, so I was pretty okay with it. And then I advanced to sectionals because the first 30 people, I believe, advanced to sectionals. Yeah. So I wasn't really planning on going to sectionals, but then they're like, nope, congrats. And I was like, oh, thanks. Okay, that's pretty cool.
Well, congratulations on that, for sure. So there were only two girls starting on varsity this year, right, to start off the year?
Yeah, it was just me and Allie Vernon.
So how did that affect your leadership role on the team?
It was a little rough. So we didn't have, like, captains this year because I guess that was relatively a new thing. And I remember over the summer, like, me and some other, like, girls that were, like, upperclassmen were like, oh, like, I wonder who's going to be team captain. Or like, oh, I think I should be team captain because – and Coach Martin didn't, like, do captains this year. And we were all kind of like, oh, well, that's a little, like, awkward for us because we were just like, oh – I'm preparing to, like, write this essay and maybe be the team captain and lead our team into victory and whatnot. But she didn't do that this year. And honestly, I think it was fine. Like, we survived just fine. We didn't really need, like, a person with the title of captain because we're all just kind of, like, a family. And so we have, like, older siblings and younger siblings. So I just did my best to be, like, an older sister to, like, people on my team and just encourage them and, like, maybe give them advice, laugh with them. And, yeah, and Allie was, like, a really good sister to me this year. She just helped me through, like, a lot of mental stuff, so.
Yeah. So how do you plan to use that for next year for your leadership role?
For next year, I just want to be, like, as encouraging as I can, and I want to, like, encourage people to keep running and pushing on when it's hard. And I want to hopefully, like, inspire myself to run even when it's hard, because sometimes I just want to be lazy, but I know that, like, that's not going to get me where I want to be. So I'm just going to try to have fun with it. And I'd really like to break my PR and get, like, an even faster time. So I'm going to be working towards that. And I think next year, and I think track will help with this, but I think next cross-country season, I'm going to come in and be like, okay, I know what I can do now, and I'm not going to, like, let my head get in the way of it, because that's what happened the first meet. I just didn't believe that I could do it. I was like, wow, this is really hard, and I feel like I'm going really slow. And so, like, that just didn't put me in a good headspace for finishing the race. But now I know, like, this is what I can do, so this is what I need to do.
Yeah.
You should always be thinking about those chicken and dumplings.
It's always the chicken and dumplings. It'll keep you going.
Yeah. So what do you plan on doing to prepare yourself for next year?
For next year, I'm just going to run in the summer as much as I can. Maybe even, like, eat healthier. Who knows? That might be a good idea.
Yeah.
And just, like, I don't know, just get in a better mental game and just be a lot more prepared, I hope. I'm going to take good care of my legs over the summer. Mm-hmm. Try to run on, like, grass is what I usually try to, because my subdivision is mostly concrete, and that's no bueno for the legs. Yeah. So
shins do not like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Where do you run on grass at? Like, just at the park?
So I try to run on grass whenever. It's either grass or asphalt that's the best for me to run on. And usually when we're on the track, I just run on the inside, so on the turf. So that's better for my legs than just running on the track. And then
I didn't even know that.
And then on our way to Laurel Park, there's, like, a lot of grass. So I'll run on the grass until, well, you have to run on the grass because you have to go through, like, this jungle first.
Yeah, there's a secret passage.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. Yeah. You get to Laurel from school in just 0.7 miles. I Google Earthed it. That's how I find out, like, how far I run whenever I'm training over the summer. I'm like, okay, I just draw, like, the Google Earth map, and then I'm like, oh, wow, that was not as far as I thought it was. It's kind of a bummer.
I'm learning so many cross-country secrets.
Yes.
The way to do it.
Yeah.
All right, well, thank you for popping by, Chloe. We really appreciate it.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
Don't forget to tune in next week for Goonie Gab.
Yeah.